الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is perhaps a dictate or an inherent part of the iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that in varying degrees would be causing every one of us to feel some sense of despair, some sense of loss over that great, eminent, most glorious of guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which recently departed and left us. I'm referring to Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the glorious and the blessed month of Ramadan, a month where quite succinctly Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, referring to the extent of Allah's clemency, Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness, said, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah had wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah would not have given them the month of Ramadan. Our illustrious master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one short expression, explains to us the extent to which we should be lamenting and grieving the departure of this month, wherein he said, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. He said, if my ummah had to come to know the value, if they had to realize just what this month of Ramadan entailed, then they would have wished that the entire year was Ramadan. Such a guess, such a valuable opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, and really, my respected brothers, it seems almost in the blink of an eyelid. One day we were looking for the hilal of Ramadan, and before we knew it, almost like a flash of lightning, we were looking for the hilal of Eid. In that itself, there is a glaring lesson and a stark reminder for each and every one of us that like a block of ice that is relentlessly melting in the sun, so too are the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months and years of our lives slipping away. We look to the left, we look to the right, and we reminisce in previous years, previous Ramadan, previous Jummas. So and so used to sit next to me, or I used to sit in the corner together with so and so. Or after iftar, or after Taraweeh, every night we used to meet to have a cup of tea. And many of us would have felt the loss this year, that we would have realized that that individual is no longer with us. In that itself is a reminder that last year that individual was with us, this year he is no more. Next year are we ourselves going to be around? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully encourages us to ponder and reflect over this. Where he says, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. He says, will you not ponder, will you not reflect, will you not observe the incessant, inexorable motion of time, which is encapsulated in the expressions of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day is wrapped up by night, night is wrapped up by day. And this inexorable tick, tick, tick of the clock, which no power, no science, no technology in this world can halt for even 1 second, is carrying out its inevitable result. What is its result? يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ. Every new thing is made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ. Every distant thing is brought near. Hilal of Ramadan was sighted. Eid seemed a long way away. How quickly it came. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ. Every distant thing is brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. The last part of this expression, every promise of Allah will be made a reality. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, you think it is far away. You think it is far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. We are telling you it is very, very near. Allah's promises are haq, they are truth. The first and absolute reality of this life, what is it? That this life is going to come to an end. That moth, with every passing second, is coming closer and closer. That which Allah says, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. What time? The time of our departure. The time of our farewell. The time which will make us realize that this existence in this world is ephemeral, it is temporary. There is a promised time, and when that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is no rands and dollars, and there is no gold and silver and diamond, and there is no science or technology that is going to purchase you even 1 second's extension. There is no force in this world that will cause a slightest delay when that time comes. And following that time is what? Al-mautu jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. Mort and death is just a bridge. Just a bridge to take us where? To that moment when Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers, the expressions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in fact themselves a glaring testimony that this is a Nabi of Allah. It is impossible. It is impossible, no matter how intelligent you are, to capture the wisdom and the manner in which very briefly Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deliver a message. There is no other way to deliver that message. To do justice to it, look at this expression. He says, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ فَيَنْظُرَ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرَ أَشْرَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرَ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَى وَجْهِ. He says, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Whether you are the king or the pauper, whether you are the ruler or the ruled, whether you are the employer or the employee, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are black, whether you are white, whoever you are, wherever you are, there is a day when it will be only you and Allah. There is a day, everyone, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ. And you will have to speak directly to Allah. There will not be an interpreter. That day, لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. There will be no way that you can hide. أَيْنَ الْمَفَرْ. There will be no way that you can run. فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانٍ. In this world, you could find some lawyer, or you could find some judge who you could pass something underneath the table to sort your problem out. There, nothing will help you. There, all these schemes of yours will not work. That day is coming. It will be you and Allah. Allah will be speaking directly to you. There will be no interpreter. You will look to the right, and what will you see? You will see all the preparation for that day that you made. And you will look to the left, and what will you see? You will see all the dastan and legacy of disobedience of Allah that you had piled up in the anticipation that this day will not happen. That this day will not happen, you will see all the obstacles on your left hand side. You will look in front of you and you will see the fire of Jahannam. That day is coming. This is Allah's promise, my respected brothers. Like the poet puts it, he says, "Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqin. Wa yawmu fitrihim yawma liqai rabbihim. Fasum yawmaka al-adna. La'allaka fi ghadin tafuzu bi'id al-fitri wa an-nasu suwamu." This Ramadan that passed, to many of us, what was it? To many of us, it was an opportunity to gain the closeness of Allah, to gain the mercy of Allah, to gain the forgiveness of Allah. That is correct, but where is the problem? Where is the problem? The problem is encapsulated in this question or observation that was put to Bishr Hafi Rahimullah. These were what we say, Allah wala, friends of Allah. Friends of Allah, those whose hearts are linked and connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them a special wisdom. A special wisdom that supersedes the normal, referred to in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min, fa'innahu yanzur bi nurillah." He said, "Fear the inner wisdom which Allah gives a true believer, because he looks with the nur of Allah." When Allah's nur enters that heart, special wisdom, special intellect, special understanding, an observation was made to him. What was the observation? Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. It was said to him, there are a group of people. Yata'abbaduna. Yata'abbadun means they make excessive ibadat. Excessive, more than the normal. Wa yajtahidun. And they exert themselves to superhuman levels in the month of Ramadan. What was this observation? They are a people that are worshipping Allah in this month of Ramadan. Somebody comes and tells us about that, what would we say? Shabash, mashallah, very good. It was said to this Allah wala, the group of people are worshipping Allah excessively. It's a pity we don't understand the Arabic language, myself included. But there's certain nuances in this expression, yata'abbadun, wayajtahidun. This means that ibadah to a level we can't even imagine. This is what is presented to him, and what is his reaction to this? He understood the underlying import of this observation. What did he say? He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانٍ. He said, how terrible a people they are. How ungrateful a people they are. How unfortunate a people they are. بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ بِئْس. This is what بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ. Whom? Why? They are making ibadah. They are worshipping Allah. What is the problem? The problem is exactly what is facing most of us, my respected brothers. Unfortunately, you cannot make ilaj. You cannot cure a malady unless you first make i'tiraf and acknowledge that you have the problem. Majority of Allah forgive us, we are in a state of denial. Look around us. Today is Jummah. Was it necessary for any Jamaat to go and gush? And make tashkil to invite anybody for Jummah? Was any announcement made in the various business houses that, listen, today, Jummah Salah, so leave your shop and leave your job, and college student, leave your degree? No! Special arrangements! We go the extra step, the masjid is full, why? Because to some extent we acknowledge, Jummah, Allah will forgive us. Jummah is a special occasion. That is fine, what is the problem? The problem is that we confine and restrict our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those occasions. That is where the problem lies, my respected brothers. Allah's clemency, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy, this is not a license. This is not a license to disobey Allah on other occasions. Ask somebody, why to commit zina is haram, he'll say yes. Drink sharab is haram, yes. Commit murder is haram, yes. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, a worse guna and a worse sin than zina and sharab and qatl is to not perform on salah. Quran and hadith is clear on this. Not performing salah is a worse sin than zina also. What was the problem with shaitan? Shaitan made ibadat more than you and I. What was it he refused? What caused him to be condemned forever? Refusal to make one sajda. The Muslim of today, who at the time of Fajr didn't hear, let the azan fall on deaf ears, he has denied, rejected the sajda of Fajr. Then the sajda of Zohar, then the sajda of Asr, then the sajda of Maghrib, then the sajda of Isha. How do we expect khair and barakah to come? Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in the Quran, Isa alayhi salam, إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة. From the cradle this Nabi of Allah, وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة. Maryam his mother, يا مريم اقنتي واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين. إسماعيل عليه السلام, وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أقم الصلاة أقم الصلاة فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. And the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, not once. Not twice, not thrice, not four times, not five times, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, but 10 times. Allah commands, Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah, Aqimus Salah, as if the ground is telling you, the sky is telling you, the mountains are telling you, the air you are breathing in is telling you, these eyes that are working are telling you, the hands that are working are telling you, this heart that is beating 100,000 strokes a day is telling you, this lung with its 150 million air sacs is telling you, your intestines with 40 million pumps that are digesting your food, each one of these things are telling you, Allah is not only blessing you in Jum'ah, Allah is not only blessing you in Ramadan. And my Nabi, when the breath was breaking from his body, nothing left, last gasp of life, As-salah, as-salah, as-salah wa ma malakat imanukum. O Ummat, O my Ummat, guard your salah, guard your salah, guard your salah. Ramadan to some extent. Jummah, this masjid is full. After Jummah, as the brother is walking out, I often give this example. Put your hand on his shoulder and ask him, bhai, tell me brother, next week Jummah are you coming? Next week Jummah are you coming? He'll give you a sour look. He'll get upset. And he'll turn around and he'll say to you, what are you insulting me for? How can you ask me such a thing? Then drop your voice. Drop your voice a few decibels and ask him, by Asr Salah, are you coming? Asr Salah, are you coming? The same masjid. The same masjid. What will be the situation at the time of Asr? Ramadan to some extent, Taraweeh Salah also. We were coming, that too first few nights, then 27 nights. My respected brothers, this attitude, Allah forgive us. Like I said, we need to identify the melody before we can cure it. We need to identify, at least acknowledge the melody. Acknowledge the melody. Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's compassion. These moments that are given to us are not a license to disobey Allah on other occasions. Like the poet puts it, what does he say? Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. He says this whole life, this 50, 60 years, this 50, 60 years, which in reality is what? كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا. Allah says, when the reality of akhirat will dawn upon you, when the reality of akhirat will dawn upon you, this life will only look like one morning or one evening. This 50, 60, 70 years, this one morning or one evening, he says, this entire life is 1 month of Ramadan. This entire life is one month of Ramadan. وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ. And when is Eid al-Fitr? When is Eid al-Fitr? When is the day to really celebrate? When is the day to really celebrate? يوم لقاء ربهم is the day when you will meet Allah. That is the day of Eid al-Fitr. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. He says, فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى. Fast for this short day. Fast from what? From the disobedience of Allah. Exert yourself in Allah's worship for the short day. لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَّمُوا. Tomorrow you will be making Eid, whilst those who are making merrymaking in this world, they will be fasting. They will have to face the hunger and the difficulty. That will be the direct result of Allah's disobedience. You stayed away from Allah's disobedience. You fasted this short life. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, that will be your day of Eid al-Fitr. فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَّمُوا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا
وقد صمت عن لذات دهري كلها ويوم لقاكم ذاك فطر صيامي.
What he goes on to say, he says, the temptations to disobey Allah, I made roza from them, I fasted from them, I resisted them in this short life. ذاك فطر صيامي. Tomorrow when I meet my Allah, that will be the day when I open my roza. That will be the day when I open my roza. That is the real time of iftar. My respected brothers, every one of us, wallah, would have felt it. We would have felt it in this Ramadan that passed. There would have been those nights, late in the night, we would have stood on the musalla. That kayfiyat would have overtaken us. The consciousness, the realization that this life is temporary. The consciousness, the realization that our brothers and cousin and sister that was here last year is no longer with us. The consciousness and the realization that eventually I have to meet my Allah. Jannat would have been in front of us, Jahannam would have been in front of us. It would have been the late hours of the night. We would have been standing on that musalla. And inevitably, those hot tears would have fallen down our cheeks. Maybe it was a pinprick. Maybe we would have been sobbing. Maybe it would have been raining down. Outwardly to the onlooker, to the observer, what would it have looked like? This person is suffering. He's in some grief. He's in some sorrow. But wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, my respected brothers, every one of us at the time, when those tears were pouring down our cheeks, when we were exulting and turning to Allah, and crying out to Allah, and calling out to Allah in the dead of night in Ramadan, that ecstasy and that enjoyment would have entered every one of us hearts. That ecstasy and enjoyment we would have felt that nothing and no situation in this world can compare with. My respected brothers, ulama ikram, and I wasn't Mawlana Yusuf, Mawlana Patel sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor. He would always give this example. He would say there's some worm, the name I forget. Its entire life is spent in feces. Its entire life is spent in filth. One day, for some reason, this worm ventures out of the filth, ventures out of the garbage heap. And for the first time in its life, it looks at the blue yonder. It feels a fresh, clean breeze. It feels the coolness of that breeze. It experiences purity for the first time of its life. And then for some inexplicable reason, because perhaps it is in the khamir and nature of this worm, it reverts and turns back into the garbage dump and into the filth. Allah gave us the sweetness of His ibadat in Ramadan. Allah gave us the opportunity, the shaitan boxes and those instruments of vice and immorality and zina. Many of us would have placed one chadar or sheet over it in the month of Ramadan. Allah gave us the sweetness of lowering our gazes in Ramadan. If we were in the habit of listening to haram music, to some extent that khawf would have entered our hearts in Ramadan. Wallah, one, it was a mujahada to give up that. On the other hand, in place of that, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my Allah said, when you will lower your gaze in exchange for that, we will give you such an iman, such a fervor, such an ecstasy, you will sense it in your heart. That also Allah gave us. We felt that sweetness. We felt that ecstasy. Now the challenge is in front of us. Do we regard the Hilal of Eid? Do we regard this situation after Ramadan to be some get out of jail free card? Let us not be fooled. Let us not make mazak and mockery with Allah. Coming back to Bishr Hafi, what did he say? بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانٍ. He said, how terrible a people they are. How ungrateful a people they are who will only recognize the right of Allah in Ramadan. إِنَّ الصَّالِحَ الَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدْ وَيَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا. The true slave of Allah, the true slave of Allah is the one who will worship Allah. Guna we will make, mistakes we will make, but the door of Tawbah is open. Allah is waiting. Does not mean that you won't commit guna. What is the caution? Don't regard the period after Ramadan to be a license. It's not a get out of jail free card. Eid is not now. This is the temporary Eid, the real Eid. The real Eid. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Khadim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very briefly, I've run out of time. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahimahullah in his Tanbihul Ghafilin, beautifully he mentions the saying of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, "Inna lil-mu'mini khamsata a'yad." He said, every mu'min, every believer in his life, there are five Eids. There are five Eids. We think Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. What does Anas say, five Eids? What are the five Eids? He says, "Kullu yawmin yamurru alayhi wa lam yuktab alayhi dhambun fahuwa yawmu Eid." He said, every day of your life, every day of your life in which you did not commit guna, in which you did not make your Allah angry, in which you did not disobey your Allah, that is the day of Eid for you. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ وَالْعِصْمَةِ مِنْ كَيْدِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. The day when you will leave this world. The day when you will leave this world, and like when you were a little baby in the lap of your mother, she said, "La ilaha illallah," you didn't even understand, yet you repeated behind her, "La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah." The day when you are leaving this world and on your tongue is, "La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah," and the malaika are descending with bouquets of roses and flowers to make your istiqbal. You have left this world with iman on your lips, and having been protected from shaitan, that is the day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يُجَاوِزُ فِيهِ الصِّرَاطِ وَيَخْلُصْ مِنْ أَيْدِ الزَّبَانِيَ وَالْخُسُومِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدِ. The day when you will cross the sirat, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be standing on the side. Allahumma sallim sallim. Allahumma sallim sallim. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummat. Oh Allah, have mercy on my ummat. That bridge over Jahannam. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Allah says, every one of you will have to cross that bridge. Every one of you will have to cross that bridge. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. This is a decree of Allah which will come to pass. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Those who will acquire taqwa, they will gain salvation, they will cross. He says, the day when you cross the sirat, having been saved from the claims of the plaintiffs of the day of judgment and the terrors of that day, that is the day of Eid for you. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنُ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ النَّارِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ الْعِيدِ. The day when you enter into Jannah and you have been saved from the terrors of Jahannam, that is the day of Eid. And the fifth Eid, the fifth Eid. The fifth Eid, what is the fifth Eid? Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَنْظُرُ فِيهِ لَا رَبِّهِ عَزَّ. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَنْظُرُ فِيهِ لَا رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. Allah will say to Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, Ya Ridwan, irfa'il hujub. Irfa'i al-hujub, bayni wa bayn azwaji. Ridwan, remove the veil. Remove the veil between me and my slaves. Let them look directly at me. He says, that day in Jannah, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni, lazzat al-nadri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, bless me with the lazzat and ecstasy of being able to look directly at you. Every ni'mat and bounty of Jannah will pale in front of this. He says, the day when you will be looking directly at Allah in Jannah, that is the day of Eid. Ramadan is a stepping stone. Ramadan is a training ground. Ramadan is a period for us to make promises to Allah. My respected brothers, like I said, I've run out of time. But I will terminate one more minute. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What a beautiful advice he gave this ummah. He describes two Ramadans, two people that spent Ramadan, both fasted, both made tawbah, both made tahajjud, both made ibadat, but the niyat was different. What does he say? He says, man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddithu nafsahu, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, asa rabbahu, fasiyamuhu alayhi mardood. He says, one person fasted in Ramadan, he made tarawih, he made tahajjud, he made dua, he made tawbah, but in his heart, he was telling himself, when the hilal of Eid will be sighted, that will be a get out of jail free card. I will carry on as I was carrying on before Ramadan. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala says, fasiyamuhu alayhi mardood, the Ramadan of this person is rejected. وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ أَلَّا يَعْصِ اللَّهِ. Another person fasted in Ramadan,
He made tawbah, he cried to Allah. He felt the sweetness of Ramadan and in his heart he made this determination. Like I said, if he breaks it, no problem, make tawbah again. But at the time he made the determination that, Ya Allah, I don't know if I will live to see the next Ramadan. Ya Allah, make this the Ramadan of my life. Make this the Ramadan where I change. Whatever wrong is there, Ya Allah, you take it out of my life. He makes this determination in his heart. What does Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala say? دخل الجنة بلا مسألة ولا حساب. Such a person will enter into Jannah without any reckoning. Without any reckoning, Allah will give him Jannah. Allah make us amongst them. My respected brothers, like I said, a stepping stone. Final request, appeal. If nothing else, at least this much, our 5 times salah with Jamaat. Allah give us the tawfiq to perpetuate throughout the rest of the year as we did in Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.